The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You better listen to your boss, white boy.
Oh, I'm gonna go walking in the moonlight with you.
You wanna hold my hand?
Covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay they air. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell, I need 100 black covers.
I need 100 black coffins. You hear what I said? I need 100 black coffins because it looked like we don't know how to solve what we are going through. Kermit, you got to cue the music again. I need people to appreciate what I'm going to talk about, what my thesis is about. So cue the music in again so people can appreciate it. This was one of the songs for that Quentin Tarantino, Django Unchained, right? They put rap into the music, right? And I'm going to say who sang the song. This is Rick Ross, right? Talking about crime and the results of the crime and what we need to do to solve crime. And I finally found it out. I have figured it out. I have figured out how to stop these murders that is happening in the Bahamas. I did that. So I'm going to tell you my solution. I need you to call in to see if my solution makes sense. And Rick Ross, the solution inside his song. So I'm going to play the music again. I want you to sit back and listen to see if I have concluded correctly.
Honey, black coffins, money on his head. I'm trying to make a fortune. I need 100 black covers for 100 bad men. 100 black grapes so I can lay their hair. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black coffins. Black coffins. Black coffins. I need 100 black coffins.
Today's newspaper, the headline says, 3 shot dead. All through social media, people are commenting, saying, man, we are on the race to have 100 murders yet again in the Bahamas. I'm saying now, I don't know what to do. This is overwhelming. Surely our government does not know what to do. I just see a clip from the leader of the opposition. He pontificating. I'm going to send that to Kermit too, just to listen to the short end of it, you know, because he doing what the oppositions tend to do. Just oppose, right? Because when he was in power, when he was inside the cabinet, he did nothing. He said nothing. They did nothing. But now elections don't come. So he has to say something. Someone has to say something. But the solution is we need to get rid of these murders. That ain't seem hard. Right? That's the solution right there. There are people who are, what do people call the people who just kill for fun? They just have 4, 5, 6 bodies on their gun. We have people like that throughout the Bahamas. Contract killers, serial. That's what I want to say. They are serial in this Bahamas. And there's only one way to get rid of serial killers. And I think Rick Ross has that solution. That's in that song right there. And if you have a better solution for me, man, you can call and tell me what the police, what the government, what the Bahamas, what the people who are vested in making sure this is a quality country should be doing, right? But let me read the text, not the text, the lyrics for the song, just in case you didn't hear it properly, right? This is Rick Ross, right? The title of the song was 100 Black Coffins. I need 100 black coffins for 100 bad men. 100 black graves so I can lay them in. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles while we send them all to hell. I need 100 black coffins. Black coffins. Oh, Lord, I need 100 black coffins. You see how Rick Ross beg at the end of there? That he beg for a solution, saying this is the only solution. So, Lord, have mercy. This is the solution, Lord. I need 100 black coffins. I need to just bury these monsters. They ain't serving us no good. They going on bail on top of bail and they coming out and then killing us again. Right? He mentioned that he needs black pastors to tell a story about black men. Because I'm not sure if Conky Troll Bahamians killing people inside the Bahamas. I'm not quite sure if they committing the crimes. But for sure, I need 100 black coffins for 100. That's what I'm going to talk about. We're talking about crime today, solutions about crime today, what we need to be doing about crime today. And I'm not sure if we have the wherewithal. I'm not sure if we have the skill. I'm not sure if we have the strength, right? Someone texts misogyny, CA. See what I got to deal with? Murders up in the roof, right? We're trying to solve what we're going through. And then we have Texas who like to talk foolishness. But that's 25 cents, man. Text them more. Let's help the text line and the people who make the money. Headlines, three shot dead. I'm going to read this, right? Three shot dead. Commissioner says, intended target uninjured. Lord have mercy. The intended target is uninjured, yet three shot dead. Murder count is now 102. 102 bodies. Thank God for the great doctors we have at Princess Margaret Hospital who were able to bring some of these people or save some of these people's lives, that the numbers aren't 200, 160, 130. But what do we have? 102. Small numbers, some people say. Three men were shot and killed on Step Street, Fox Hill, yesterday afternoon in what the Commissioner of Police, Clayton Fernanda, called a bold act. I think all the murders are bold, eh? I'm not sure if you saw that clip where a gentleman was buying some kind of snack and the CCTV show him buying at a crowded fast food or outlet. And as he purchased, two men jumped from a car in the background and rushed him with cutlass and started chopping him up. Right here in the Bahamas, no? Right here in the Bahamas. Yes, these people bold, right? Fernandez said a group of about 10 men were gathered at an outdoor shortly before 4 p.m. when a gray car appeared. He said three masked men armed with automatic rifles exited the car and sprayed the group with bullets. Only three men were shot. What our intel is saying to us is that an individual who was able to get away was the intended target. Fernandez said at the scene, he is on bail for murder, and he is being monitored. He's being monitored, yet he's able to be outside and to be a target. A short time ago, officers found him, and he is presently in custody to see if he can assist us with this investigation. But we believe he was the intended target for this recent triple murder. He said police have some information on the killers and asked people to stand by. Right? So we can stand by, and of course, it goes in detail about the killing. This is, of course, in the Guardian newspaper, the National Guardian, Tuesday, October 29th. It goes, the story continues on triple page A5, so you can continue reading that story, right? The picture was taken by Travis Cartwright Carroll, said three men were murdered on Step Street, Fox Hill, yesterday afternoon. Police said, Clayton Fernando, who visited the scene with his senior command, said the intended target of the shooting managed to escape the scene unharmed. That man, Fernandez said, is on bail for murder. Let me send this other clip that I want Kermit to play. I should have said it earlier, but I just got it late. It's a clip by It's a clip by the opposition leader, Pintard, Michael Pintard.
he's pontificating, like I said, about what the government needs to do, right? I'm going to play parts of that, which his administration didn't implement. But of course, when you're sitting in the background as the opposition, you can say anything, right? You can say anything, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can implement. Some weeks ago, we had a parliamentarian saying that perhaps we need to change our judicial system, meaning that the final court, the appellate, the final court, which is in the UK, should change to be the Supreme Court here, right? The Privy Council said they no longer want it to be the Privy Council. They want the Supreme Court to be our final court. You have the Magistrate Court, then you have the Supreme Court, and then you have the Appellate Court, and then go back to the Supreme Court, and that'll be the final say. I remember I was up in arms about that, right? Because of audacity. The audacity saying that we need to become independent of the UK, right? The Privy Council. But he still wanted to be the criminal court, and what the next court name? Everything gone blank with me. The civil court. He wants the civil court to be attached to the Privy Council, but he wants our criminal court to be detached and be independent. And I'm saying, when you talk in independent talk, you need to be completely independent. You can't be halfway in, lukewarm, like the Christian churches say. You can't be lukewarm. So when you see we have leaders who are lukewarm, it's time to get rid of them. Either you want to be completely independent and be the federal type system, would have president and everything, or you want to stay where we remain. Habitex says, good morning, CA. What you should also understand about Rick Ross is that before he was a rapper, he was a correctional officer who saw young black men pass through the prison doors and have no remorse. And I appreciate that, and that's a tidbit to appreciate. But my problem is, we have a bohemian problem that we need to fix. We have some criminals here who are serial killers. This is people who are just mad. These are serial killers who have 3, 4, 5 bodies on them, where they just go and kill. There's no remorse. There's no trying to get to them to say, man, we're going to stop the killing. This is who they are. They have morphed from being human beings to being monsters. Right? You can't tame a monster. There's only two ways to deal with monsters. Either you chain them down for life, and the key word there is for life, you don't let them come out at all, or you put them down. And now we are at the point where we need to address, to find out whether there is a need to put these monsters down. Same way how our commissioner of police say they have intel. They have intel about the person who is on bail for murder. I'm sure they have intel on all the gangs and all of the correct criminals, because every criminal they arrest, they said known to the police. So now we need to find out how to deal with it. Kermit, you get that last thing I sent you? No? Yes? Cue that up so you can play part of it, because you know, I just get frustrated sometimes with the opposition. But I need to hear some of the solutions he put forward. Put that on the record for those people who missed the news, to say, well, I heard it. I can write down one or two of the points and to consider some of these things. So play it as soon as you get that up and let it run. There's an interview that the leader of the opposition had today about crime and the murder. I mean, every minute I have a spat of murders. I see Bishop Walter Hanchel says now, all right. Bishop, call the station, man. Call. Let's talk about crime. Right? He did like a press release, he did. Lawlessness and crime. But call the station, Bishop. I'll appreciate you. Would you, as a bishop, as a good Christian man of God, would you accept, cast a blind eye to capital punishment? If I say, Bishop, we need to pop this man's neck because he's a career murderer. As a saved man, will you condone that? Will you accept that? So call the station. Today's number is 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Is it time to bring back this capital punishment? Is it time to define what is worst of the worst? Is it time to do something drastic? Right? If we're dealing with monsters, we can't treat them humane. I see they're trying to put toilets in the prison now. Some people need to just stick with slop buckets. If you want to be Munster, we can treat you like animal. That's how it is. This text says, just yesterday, you were questioning the police killings and if it was right. Now you are advocating for an eye for an eye and vigilante justice. I didn't say anything about vigilante justice. I'm talking about capital punishment. Go through the whole system, right? Find a person guilty and then we solve that problem. That's what I'm talking about, Dexter. That's what I'm talking about. When I was a youth man, right, young man, I was more idealistic. I remember having debates with the priests, actually fathers at my high school, and talking about capital punishment. And the fathers against capital punishment. They said murder is wrong. Only our Lord could institute capital punishment. Right? They explained to me that the Bible said, thou should not kill, full stop. And I believe that. I believe that in conviction. Says, well, since I cannot be the person who pull the lever for the hangman, for the noose, I cannot condone capital punishment because that's a sin I would have to absorb. And as a decent man, if I cannot do it myself, I cannot condone it. And I still have issues about that. But I believe I could put a lever for a serial killer. I could pop their neck. If they're found guilty, I believe you could send me right there and I could show my face and say, boss, don't cover my face. I want the world to know that I have accepted whatever judgment there is for this pulling this lever, but we can get rid of this one. I see the phone lines blinking, but you can call now. But play that clip from the opposition leader there.
The government appears lost, unable, whether alone or with community partners, to slow the violence that's devastating our communities. Their lack of ability to coordinate stakeholders to move with a sense of urgency is further fueling anxieties and fears about tomorrow. This is not the time for paralysis. Now is the time for action. One of the things we ought to do is to take a harder look at bail. In this sense, the government must move with a sense of urgency to challenge in the courts instances where persons are on bail and we know beyond the shadow of a doubt, based on those persons' past action or likely future actions, that they are a risk. Or that based on the fact that they are serious targets, they remain a risk to others in whose company they may find themselves. Secondly, we have to speed up trials. It takes too long to go to trial in serious cases, especially for murder. Extraordinary measures so that justice can be served more quickly. This crisis requires urgent collaboration. Churches, civic groups, business persons, government officials, private citizens all have a role to play, and we must play it. And we have to treat this bloodshed as the crisis that it is.
Thank you very much there, Kermit. A small clipping. You can listen to that later on the Nassau Guardian or so on. I have a text saying, not serial killers, CA. They are hitmen. They are paid to kill. This is not a new phenomenon. Over 15 to 20 years ago, someone told me that there were Bohemians who were being paid to murder. I remember during the 80s, people would talk about Colombians or people from Yard being in town around the time of a grisly murder. But a Bohemian, I literally did not believe them. It was unbelievable, unthinkable. And here we are. We are moving to an even more serious dispensation. The Shriver murder for hire. Okay. And the 20-year-old prison officer, the director of Clifton Heritage, are example. These are normal. People, not criminals, allegedly taking care of grievances via hitman. Do we have a hitman problem here? I call them serial killers in the text to say, no, these are not serial killers, but these are hitmen, right? And if these are hitmen, people coming into the country, people hired who are so callous that they don't feel, they just bodies on their guns. notches on their belt. Right? How do we find these hitmen? Let's pass this caller through. I have a forward by Bishop Hanchel. He wants me to read. So let's pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller Gernwent?
Hello?
Go ahead. You're live.
For godly days, lacking a voice along with you and Yuri.
Man, it's good to hear your voice. You know, Aaron and I was looking for you the other day. We went to your corner to see if you're okay because you haven't called the station in a bit. So I'm happy to hear that you are well. I pray God's blessings to you.
Thank you. I had a little problem. Somebody break into my house on several occasions and carry my radio and, you know, and some other things. And, you know, they're just some filthy people.
So did you get your radio back?
Say it again?
Did you get your radio back?
Well, I got a different one. I recently got a different one.
Good.
But what I want to say, right, Inuri, the problem is, it's not with the killers, you know. The problem is with the people in authority. What they are doing, they are holding the Bahamian people to a certain standard whereby they could survive, whereby they could make all the money for those people that's in authority. That's the people in the House of Assembly. Some are lawyers, and I'm speaking from experience, and they can't say anything to me because I'm telling them shut up their mouth because they haven't dealt with the situation in which they're supposed to deal with this, with a situation in which they're supposed to deal with. So they are jiving. They wouldn't come around me talking any foolishness. Those people, same people in the courts, the magistrate and stuff like that, they're doing foolishness, and I'm speaking for my peers. They are nasty, okay? When you going to hold your people to a standard to let people in authority survive, then you are the murderers. You're forcing people to do foolishness. And not only that, when you call the police for certain people, when they do come, there are no evidence, or they don't come. See, that's the foolishness that are happening in this Bahamas today,
okay?
And they can't tell me anything because I know, okay? Like I said, I'm speaking from experience, and that's the problem we have. We got to stop just beating down on the small man because some of them were forced to do the things in which they are doing. How are they going to survive? You know what I'm saying? They don't have a job. They don't know how to get a job. You know what I'm saying? So if they see you, the pressure on them, they can do you in because they want to survive just like those ones that an authority that are holding us, the people, to a standard whereby they could survive.
Okay.
Because they know no other way. Because they don't want to do things decent. That's the problem in our country. And I want them to talk to me. And let me show you something. I don't want them to say anything to me because I'm a seminary graduate. A lot of people don't know that. Okay? And some know it. Okay?
I appreciate people you,
people in this country, this country, my country, the Bahamas, a lot of people are just nasty. And that's the problem when nobody want to deal with the situation in an honest, just manner. And that's the problem we have in the Bahamas.
Okay, so we'll adjust that and address that. On the front page of the Nassau Guardian is another story. Shriver and her lover back in custody. I want to have these two stories juxtaposed, shot dead. I can't really comment on the Shriver case because it's before the courts, right? But I can actually read what is happening. This is a case where they found text messages, apparently, right? And that's what the old case about, where the Shriver woman is accused of sending text messages to a hitman, a Bahamian lover hitman, to do away, apparently, of her husband. So, but I want to show you the duplicity, right? The duplicity, the seriousness of it, right? And I remember I mentioned black coffins, saying this is a black situation, right? Shriver is a foreigner, bright-skinned foreigner, white lady, Lindsay Shriver. Saying an American woman and her Bahamian lover are back behind bars after judge revoked their bail. Okay, text, making sure that I ain't from Dwight. Nothing. Okay? Okay. On Friday, Senior Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson allowed Lindsay Shriver, 38, and Terrence Bethel to remain free over the weekend. Right? Says, free, we're looking, free over the weekend, pending the filing of an appeal or for a decision to revoke their bail. They were charged last July with plotting along with alleged hitman Franin Newbold Jr. to bump off Shriver's husband, Robin Shriver, in the midst of a contentious divorce. Defense lawyers Damian Gomez, KC, and Aileen Cargill file appeals for the accused, but acting DPP Cordell Frazier said the appeals were in the wrong format since Shriver and Bethel were not convicted of bail violations. Additionally, she argued that despite the intentions of to the appeal, the legislature's mandated they remain in custody pending the hearing of appeal. After a brief deliberation, Grant Thompson agreed and ordered the couple held in prison pending the determination of their appeal. The prosecution applied to revoke their bail after they appeared on Good Morning America Inside Edition and discussed the pending case. Shriver was also accused of failing to adhere to her bail conditions by moving from her designated address at her parents' home in Alabama without approval of the court. As for Bethel, he was accused of failing to sign in at police station on multiple occasions. Newbold remains free on bail. He was admonished last week to continue to follow his bail conditions to seek permission of the court to modify bail terms. Just want to put that into record to see what is happening. Producer, check that call for me, please. Caller, are you there? Caller girl once, caller girl twice. Let me read this text from Bishop Hanschel. This is from Bishop Walter Hanschel. Lawlessness and crime. And that's what the topic is. It is now time to enforce capital and corporal punishment laws in the Bahamas, along with hard labor, long prison terms for violent offenders, and this lawless generation. Yes, other measures are needed to reduce crime and poverty, but it is crucial that we preserve our peace and safety. We are far too soft on crime. Our legislators must correct this. Capital punishment can take the form of lethal injections, but murders should definitely be removed from society as mandated by the laws of the Bahamas. So he put his position clear. I was asking him what is his position on capital punishment, and he made it clear just now. That's Bishop Hanschel. He continues, I call on the government of the Bahamas to take the necessary corrective actions in order to maintain the national security of the country. Crime, the fear of crime, poverty, and lawlessness have reduced the quality of life for Bahamians, and a little is being done to fix it. We must address the root causes, which is the destruction of the nuclear family, the effects of poverty. Religious, civic, and political leaders must share the blame for refusing to address this crisis. God help us. And of course, that was signed by Bishop Hanschel there, who has been a proponent for capital punishment, addressing crime directly. Are we having too much talk? What is the Catholic stance? I mean, they're not a major religion inside the Bahamas anymore. They're not part of the top three. But what is the Catholic stance on capital punishment? What is the Anglican stance on capital punishment? What is the Baptist stance? I'm not even sure if Jehovah's Witnesses even care about the crime, Christ, you know, because they tend not to be political. Right, I'm not sure what the Seventh-day Adventist position on crime, right? But I am concerned because decisions have to be made, right? We know who are perpetrating the crime. There tend to be no crime in white neighborhoods. I mean, besides the Shriver case and whatever it is, and that other one who killed a husband too and moved back to the States. But there tend to be no crimes in those white neighborhoods. So the problem may have to be concentrated on us, people who look like me. Producer, let's see who's calling on the line. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning.
No. Step Street right down the road from me. And there's always murders through Step Street. There's always been that particular street in the park. I don't hang out in the park anymore. But Fox Hill has a problem. And I'm trying to find out, how do I solve this problem? I'm vexed. Yes, I am.
But listen to me. One time ago, we used to say that the murderers know who they go to kill. They know who they're going for. But you see what happened yesterday? There were three innocent people lost their life. Three. You know, and then you say, we need to go back to the hanging. Hanging ain't going nowhere. All they need to do is to enforce it. Now, Heineken is not a deterrent for crime, you know. Hanging is for the punishment for the crime in which you do. When you run the red line, the police see you, there's a penalty for that. When you break into somebody else, there's a penalty for that. Hanging is for the penalty of killing. We ain't worrying about the terror and killing. We worrying about that one. That one ain't gonna kill no more. And the commissioner said something yesterday that was real troubling to me. There are some 178 people out on bail for murder.
For murder?
That's what the commissioner said yesterday. You know, if 50 of them could get together and say, man, they can get rid of us anyhow. Let's just terrorize the town. You know, this is a serious matter, you know. But you know what? You know what the commissioner said? They're doing their jobs. But when it comes down to the court, the cases are taking so long. I think after 2 years, you can't keep nobody. You have to let them go on bail.
Mm.
You know, and 2 years, that's the only time for them to rest themselves and get put on their weight and take. But we have a problem, man.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Yeah.
We definitely have a problem. I'm looking at a picture of the commissioner of police. So let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 men. In this picture, this is where the commissioner is doing his press conference about this recent spat of crime. The 8 men are in battle fatigue. I want you to picture this. They all camouflage up. They go into war. And people say, okay, this is serious enough to crime, therefore they need to dress. Our commissioner and his band needs to dress the part, so they put on battle fatigue because this is seriousness of the crime. But the problem is, the commissioner nor this team he has sitting with him goes to the front line. The administrators, they don't be in the bush at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, dress up in the muck and whatever it is. So I shouldn't say, why you dress up in battle fatigues if you don't battle? Right? What saying is that saying to me when I watch you and say, look at this, these people, they take me for going. Right? I know you're administrative. You direct the force. So you don't try to manipulate my mind. You say, hold on, sweetie, you call your wife, say, get my battle gear. We're going to do a press conference because I want them to see how serious I am. I'm going to put on all my battle fatigue now so that people think I go into war, knowing fully well, right? I should be dressed up in a suit. boy, it's a big costume party. I know it's Halloween type, but it's a costume party. Let's go to the next caller there. Producer.
Good morning, you can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I try not to be vexed, but I need solutions today.
Yeah,
can I pop their neck? Like can I pop their neck?
Say that again?
Can I pop their neck?
Yeah, automatically. Listen, you know, before I forget, quick, with the mask thing with the officers and the point you was making just now, right? This thing bigger than that. I believe it's serious for them to put on masks and stuff too, right? But I don't know if they're the correct set of people. See, this thing too serious in this country, man. And it's just like it getting worse. So what I suggest, right, that was the point you was making, paraphrasing what you say something, but you think it's higher people coming here and doing the murders and stuff?
Go ahead.
You said that?
There's contract killers.
Yes, and it's possibly they could be coming from overseas and coming here and doing it too.
Yeah.
With the set who doing it here.
Yes.
You say, see, well, I can believe that too. And what I suggest, right, you say solution, it might sound crazy, though, a group of people to come in and to be able to deal with all situations, not pointing no finger really directly, although it is an issue of probe going on with the police officers, accused and accusation being made. We need to have some outside people come in. It doesn't matter if it's a police, if it's a, you're doing criminal activities, killing people. They there, to what you call, I don't know if you mentioned it, it's like they hunting people down and killing the people in, right? So we need some officers, law enforcement agents, see? I don't know where you could get them from. Who ain't no family to us? Who ain't, I don't want to say corrupt or not strong, because I know we get a lot of people here who ain't corrupt, who could do it, right? But some people ain't want to put their life on the line. So you have some higher people, just like them higher criminals who come in here to kill people and just spray up the place. Bring some people in so they can deal with it. The force right now, I don't know if you can read the story or you hear the story with being in the news where one officer either accused and being charged, going to court, and one bunch of officers come behind him and they either giving their fists up and all of that stuff, charged for maybe a serious offense or whatever, right? The situation, like, I mean, Bremen used the word nasty, right? But it don't sound good, and it ain't looking good, and it ain't getting no better. And people got to be able to protect themselves. You understand what I'm saying, Neri?
Yeah, I understand.
Neri, you know what is sad? You talk about solution, right? The people in Foxy where you say you live in, they are being slaughtered. And any time I search here on the radio or people them have concerns or even the official opposition in Parliament bring up a question or say to them, they need to do more to help with the criminal activities and stuff like that. Fred Mitchell, stand up and show your answer to what more you want the government to do. Don't criticize the police and it's people getting slaughtered. I say bring in some people, man. The commissioner ain't nobody to shame, man, but they do mix up right now. And they seem like they shameless and keep coming, talking, repeating themselves and stuff like that. I mean, crime will always be with us. We'll always have people. They can't get in people's mind and stop them before they do the things, them, right? But you can enforce the law, man. You need to take things serious, and the politicians mix up in it, too. They need to let, like, someone come up with an idea, say, doesn't matter what government come into power, let it be a body that can still enforce the law, man. You ain't hiring nobody. These people them take you for a big joke, keep killing innocent people. Then you're done talking, but you ain't gonna give us no gun to damn protect ourselves. Thank God for Jesus. But y'all keep up the good way, but I see why you say you're angry or pissed off.
Thank God for Jesus. We have the whole lines are just blinking right now. Let's patch these callers through. I see one police officer. Go to the next caller. I see one police officer accused of rape. And senior police officers. Every time I see questionable police officers, always be senior police officers. Right? Them set who can't even get fired is put on suspension or whatever. I want to need to see if he's put on suspension as an investigation. Who's senior police officers. Go ahead, Cody. You hear me?
Hey, CA.
How you doing?
CA.
I can hear you loud and clear.
How you doing?
I trying to smile today, but it rough. I tell you, I need 100 black coffins. Let's get rid of them.
It sure is. Man, CA, the commissioners say 160 persons plus for on bail for murder.
Mm-hmm.
He said those are the ones that are being monitored. I got from what he was saying that there are more than 160. Mm-hmm. Some are not being monitored. He's also concerned that bail should be revoked because he can't cover. He said this now. He said he can't cover all these people who, all these murderers walking around. The commission is concerned. The general public have need to be very concerned.
I concern.
Yeah. The directorate, the politician, to take note of this. I mean, this is something he said publicly. He is. I mean, I sense desperation in his statement.
See, Colin, this is my point. Our commissioner have announced that he put all of his officers to work overtime in order to deal with it. Right? Then weeks later on, someone come up and say, "Oh, I put more officers. Maybe you already have 100%. They ain't hired no more." Then they can say, "Oh, a part of my crime fighting is I can put officers to work overtime." But they're already working overtime.
Yeah. So, and he said that he can't cover all the murderers out who on bail. So, I mean, something, either they're going to look at revoking the bail or curtailing the conditions a lot more, or, you know, start to hang on. I mean, something has to be done. Now, obviously, what we've been doing is not working.
It ain't working.
No. All right, my brother.
Thank you very much for calling, caller. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Go ahead, Cordy. Can you hear me? Hello. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Turn down your radio so I can hear you properly.
Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well, but I vex, man. I'm concerned.
I listened to the news also last night, and based on what the commissioner is saying, he's speaking to the wrong person. Because if you watch the news, they're saying he's referring to us. You know, like he's looking for us to give him some solution to what's going on, right? They said they provoked or they did some amendment to the bail act. Did I write right or wrong?
Go ahead, right? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. So you do your amendment to the bail act. How come we have over 100 plus persons still out on bail? Okay? And if you know they're from, like he said, persons who are out on bail, right? You talking to us, should you not be speaking to the person who could do something about what the vaccine problem is?
Ma'am, our commissioner meet with the minister. Our commissioner, he meets with the Minister of National Security every day. They're inside the same office. Let me finish this. Our commissioner of police meets with the prime minister every week.
Okay, you know it for a fact, right?
For a fact.
So what is coming out of those meetings, CNRE?
I know nothing about that.
Every time the Minister of National Security speaks, the only thing he speaks on is, they are your kids, my kids, who are criminals,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he never say his kids, but I assume his kids, my own and yours, right? Okay, if they are our kids, as a parent, I say, done away with them. Okay? Because like the caller said, whatever we are trying, it's obvious it's not working. It's not working. We can't just keep beating the dead horse with, they are criminals. We can have some poison. And when I speak like that, I'm not preferring to myself. God bless me with three lovely kids. And I'm proud of the way they become, right? If you can't, some parents, like I said, can't rule their kids in primary school, they got to give it up, give them to the society to bring up.
Mm.
So that's what we're dealing with now. How could we deal with these murderers who run in the street, who mother and father ain't see them from thy kingdom come? You see my point? Where are we getting out of all of this? How is this fixing the problem?
I agree with you, ma'am.
So let's do something. It's high time.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's not wait for election day as if they care. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. After these texts here, I said the crime situation is not getting better, CA, because there is too much corruption in high places. Too much corruption in high places, a.k.a. spiritual wickedness in high places. You have a whole CID head caught up in a serious corruption case. The edge lawyer on the tape has not been charged or called in for an interview. Man, we didn't know who the alleged lawyer is. They haven't even said the name yet. To say, well, this is the person we have identified. Next essay, a guy is working in a senior position in government used a government car to aid and abet a murder, and he's trying to get out on bail. But because he have diabetes. If his case takes longer than 2 years to be heard, he'll be out on bail. Next essay, text says, just last year, the commissioner was telling us his goal was to hold the line at 100 murders. Before that, he told us there was no need to fear. Only those known to police were dying. Then he tell us hell have nothing to say. He'll have nothing to say about the head of CDU being investigated for allegedly making criminal cases disappear. CA, we need new leadership. And the selection process has to be different. It can't be the sitting prime minister friends, unless, of course, Parliament want to wait to do something until someone go drive by their place downtown. No, they can't say that. Right? Let's see if I can squeeze this caller in before we go. Go ahead, caller. I got to run through quickly, though. Yeah, Patrick, go ahead, caller. We got to do this quickly.
Oh, okay, see, but I can try faster. See, listen, the quality of the answer that you receive is based on the quality of the questions that you ask, you know what I mean? I mean, but I thought that we had some type of thing some years ago about no bail for murderers. Am I incorrect? And if so, when was it amended or something so they could be given these individuals bail? But see, when you talk about murder and thing, I mean, ain't nothing gonna change, CA. Think about the society we live in, CA. You know, the kind of way If you ask the average young young man on the street right now, a young male, who his favorite rappers are, the individuals, chances are the individuals we call enough singing about murder. If you ask young ladies who their favorite artists are, chances are they singing about promiscuity and different things. And you see the young ladies, they're fighting all over the place now. The Bible talk about those, drinking and things. See, we live in a country where alcohol is a sponsor everything. You know what I mean? Every time you turn on the radio, alcohol. And on top of that, too, see, I mean, look at alternative lifestyle that's being promoted. The Bible also talks about those things. You see, these are the things, see, that are acting like a converter belt. They are putting out the product. They are putting out the individuals who the police fighting against. We have to deal with these things at the roots here. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. Let's
All
go
right,
to...
Thank you. I try to be quick.
I appreciate that, too. Let's go to the next caller, Kerman. Go ahead, Cody. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, missionary.
Yeah, morning. Trying to run through all the calls. Go ahead.
Sure. You know, the commissioner is talking about what he want to see. If he who was appointed, personally appointed by the prime minister to be in charge of this, don't know how to go to the prime minister, get done what he needs to get done, what does it left for the rest of us to do?
Have mercy. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller then. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Turn on radio. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning.
Quite a provocative show. You know, Anku had discussed a long-term solution this morning with a lady, right, Dr. Ford, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said over and over, but people, you know, we need to start fighting crime from A. A would be high rankings, B would be the police, and then C would be the public. So we see where a chronology of Doobie shooting and a lot of inactions, let's say with the guy, the six people who killed in Jerome Avenue, the Army Cartel, a lot of other Doobie shooting, nothing has been solved, despite the circulation of various counter-narratives in the social media, despite the fact of the ballistics report on the Zario Major case, right? So, in other words, you have to trash your yard first. And so one of the solutions would be, if true transparency for me would never happen. There's no solution to a crime because, I'm telling you, it's a long-term solution. But it's pollution. So now what happens is, if you don't have a camera in everybody's office who works for the public, then we all being duped. You see where government cars are being used. You talk about a police officer charged for rape. Did you hear what else he did? You know what I mean? And it is, I heard that it's in the police car. These are the type of things that you're hearing. And you're hearing that he ran back to the young lady's place. So, I mean, with this form of impunity, and we need cameras on their hands, in the front of the cars, in the back of the cars. And so with them hiring more officers, it's imbecilic. Because if you're hiring more officers and they don't have cameras and you're not already using your resources prudently, how could they solve crime? But just the numbers and everybody, half of them obese. Fella licked down the police the other day. The police couldn't even get up and break his leg. I wouldn't do. These guys, they don't take this crime fighting initiative seriously. Because what I'm saying is, they know that their office is affiliated, and the guy posting these things on Facebook, and nothing is being said. Ballistics can solve this problem. They don't want to do it, but Telco can solve this problem. Listen, we being duped. Or the real farce of the story is, people in uniform, they come on the radio and they have a psyops, which is a photo ops, and they say this and they say that. Wise, they appear to be upholding crime, but I'll tell you the truth, they are not, and they know it. Bless them.
Thanks. Kermit, I need 100 black coffins. Play that music again as we close out the show. I can read these last texts, but play that music in the background for me, please. Say, this text says, then look at all these police officers. We get a lot of senior police. It ain't no regular police, no corporal or sergeant, no, these senior police. Then look at all of these police officers charged with rape. And these are the only ones that we know of. Crime will not be solved as long as we have defense lawyers running this country. We have defense lawyers now in parliament now. The prime ministers and minister of national security and thing. So a great show as usual. I have a solution. Hang and cane people for serious crimes. Hang them high. Hang them low. I can't wait until I become PM. I don't know if you ever become PM with that campaign, right? You think the PM will tell people use the whistle again? He did recommend that women blow their whistles when they're being attacked. People forget that. People need to remind our leaders about these things. Okay, let's see this last text says, Cecil, we already there. Was the PLP in power when Brave Davis and his family were taken hostage? Yes, they were in power. He was deputy prime minister. I sure they knew who house that was. If the crime fighting leadership doesn't get some intelligence, we are heading to be like Haiti, like barbecue situation where the gangs run the town. I think the solution is simple. You have 100 black coffins to put these bad men in, and we just bury them, and everything will be solved. Turn the music up for me, please. Have a wonderful day. Money on his head, I'm trying to make a fortune. I need 100 black covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay their hair.
Every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian, you can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.